we focus on places where there are ongoing threats and a real need for people to be aware of them and to help to influence decision makers, be it public agencies, Congress, the White House, to know that people care about these places. We've identified the threats. We're trying to protect them, but we've chosen places that we think really speak to the challenges for our public land. So Colorado really features very strongly in the report. We do have a success story in Colorado in terms of how places like the Rhone Plateau are currently not being drilled, and we can work to protect it further, but also places like the Thompson Divide and the Grand Junction Field Office, where we have a lot of land at risk from either older leases or new leasing and development. So Colorado is really kind of the star of the report in terms of both some of the successes and a lot of the ongoing risk.